Go. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The catch up.
Here it is, guys. My favourite part. What's the sigh for?
Just want to get out of here today.
Why?
I don't know. Just frustrated. You know, a bit irritable, a bit sleep deprived. Then? I feel like every catch up started the same with me this week. Just being like, yeah, I'm really sleep deprived.
Ellie has a come down at about 9 o'clock after the show every morning. So you guys are experiencing firsthand the hardest of come downs.
Maybe we should record the podcast intro before we do the show, because that's when I'm most up.
Well, what time? You got home at what, 6 a.m. Sunday morning. It's now Wednesday, so 2 days. Yeah, technically that's a come down.
Yeah. I mean, no, when you say come down, it sounds like I was doing drugs or something. I wasn't doing drugs. I don't do drugs. I just was having a couple of beers, bro. Anyway.
I love what you do.
That's it for the catch up today. I need to get out of here. Enjoy it. There's heaps in there. You'll have fun. Trust me.
Wait. Ellie gets hypnotized, and you're going to see that is unbelievable. Wait till you hear what she does.
Spoiler alert, I actually didn't get hypnotized. Anyway, speak to you tomorrow. Enjoy the catch up.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, I finally got my revenge after the show. You can hear all the audio after 8 o'clock of what happened. But basically, Ellie, you made me dress up as Little Joe Peep last week. And I wasn't happy because it was quite embarrassing for me. So as all good radio people do, they get their revenge. So I got revenge on the office yesterday and got celebrity hypnotist Gerard V to come into the office and hypnotize the whole office except for boss Benny and I, who's with us this morning. Benny?
Don't lie, you enjoyed that. Oh, it's the best. Dress up.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did enjoy that, but I wanted revenge anyway.
You just needed something to make it like make sense, right?
Literally, that's the only way
I enjoyed that Joe Peep thing. I might keep it, but I want to get back on Ellie. No, it's good. It was a good day yesterday.
Been wearing dresses ever since the Little Joe Peeps.
I would say for a bloke, right, he's got pretty good pins.
It's true. A couple of people came up to me at the show and said, if you shaved your legs,
just so we're clear here.
Yeah, if you shaved your legs, you'd look like a hot chick in a little netball skirt. And I was like, good idea.
Do you know what? You know, that's very true. I used to get the same thing back when I was a bit younger.
Well, we are both former models, so it makes sense. Whatever. But
do you guys want me to leave?
Yeah, take it easy.
Sounds like I'm getting very she's hot and heavy in here.
She's still hypnotized anyway. Because
let's talk about our heyday when we were single, fella. Let's not do that.
Gerard hypnotized Ellie. Alan, our boss, our GM, Bianca in sales, and Mel, our promotions manager. And my goodness, you're going to hear all the results after 8.
So good.
Benny, tell the Goulburn Valley how good it was to see Ellie off her chops.
It was like, it was not just Ellie, it was the whole team. And I loved you. I loved Alan, our GM. It was just amazing to see you guys so deep in hypnosis and, you know, having, it was like the things you were doing. Like, remember when Alan and Ellie were hugging?
Yeah, like not hugging, like.
They're like, you're freezing cold, find someone to warm up with. And Ellie's like, come here, boss man.
But it wasn't a hug, Ellie. Explain to everyone. You were like nuzzled in. Ellie's denying. So the best thing about
nuzzled
this.
Nuzzled in too, yeah.
And you need to check out the video. Is it up now, Ellie?
It is.
Hit amazing. GV on Instagram, or please go to our Facebook page, hit Goulburn Valley. You'll see them all off chops under hypnosis, right?
I love off chops.
It's the best. It was like they were drunk. My favorite part is, though, when they all came out of the hypnosis, ever since, they're all denying it.
Because
all four of them, I know.
Okay.
Here we go.
Can I speak now? I've been quiet for the last 2 minutes, and this is my bloody radio show. Okay, you put four people front of three cameras and a dude who's come into this studio purely to hypnotize you, and you feel bad if you don't get hypnotized. So yes, I was playing along with everything he said, but I was in complete control all the time.
So all the farting and hugging the boss.
I didn't fart.
Yeah, well, made a fart noise. There's a scene where you farted like with your mouth, and then everyone made animal noises. It's all normal, but like you just all putting on a show.
Yes.
Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. Check it out. Leave your thoughts. Is Ellie hypnotized,
or
is she putting it on? I'm 100% serious. You are. I spoke to Gerard V, right? Because these guys are all denying.
No, they're all like, no, we just put on a show. Like the four of them like got together and were like, let's put on a great show.
Yeah,
let's
no, you just happen. Do
let's
it.
Make Josiah happy.
No, Josiah, not, at
yeah, let's
the
make
end,
Josiah happy.
He hypnotized you. You were the same. You were like, he was like, you're going to laugh every time Ellie speaks. You were putting
he did two
on the
seconds
fakest
at the
laugh
end. You were knee
heard.
Deep in it, man. You were like farting and making
noises. I'll be
noises.
Knee deep in your face in a second.
Goulburn Valley, so easy to fire up, mate. Was she hypnotized? We're going to play your audio after 8, but you can watch the video right now. Ellie, it was one of the greatest moments. I spoke to Gerard V. Benny yesterday, because I'm like, all four of them are denying it.
Yeah, I know.
And he wrote back to me and he said, don't worry, it's a perfect after effect from being hypnotized.
What about when they're like, all right, you've got to do a really big fart, right? Not to bring up fuck you on this show again. But, and everyone's like, right. And he's like, let it out because it's starting to build up. And everyone's like holding their butt cheeks and like trainees. doing some weird, like, I don't know what you were doing.
What about when he made you be a zombie? Oh, what about Ellie does a nursery rhyme in screamo?
That's right, yeah, she does too.
Halfway through, because I know she did it a little bit too well.
Nah, this is not. Nah, you wait. Just watch it. It's amazing.
This guy has control over every single one of them. They listen to his every actions. You can hear it right now. Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. Do yourself a favor.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You ready for the biggest coincidence you'll ever hear in your lifetime?
Hit me, because there's some big coincidences out there, Ellie.
I know. I feel like I need to write into Husey and Kate for their Coincidental Wednesday segment.
Of course,
because
it's later today, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And this would definitely fit the mold. So yesterday I got into work, and as I do every morning, was scrolling through the news websites to get stories to bring to the people of the Goulburn Valley. And I stumbled across this one story on news.com titled, "Woman Has Perhaps the Most Australian Name Ever and Didn't Even Realise It."
Now, you and I spoke about this because I was like, well, what's the name? Very interested.
Exactly. News.com's thinking, good like that, real clickbaity.
I thought, is it like a Shirley James or something like that?
Yeah.
No. Very Aussie.
Even more Aussie than that. This woman's name is Sydney Cairns.
So two of our biggest cities.
Yeah, exactly. Great name. So she's actually American. So her parents didn't make the connection of the two Australian cities when she was born. But then she's now living in Australia and everyone's like, hey, your name's Sydney Cairns. And that's basically the whole story. So I thought, cute story.
What a coincidence.
Good on it. Yeah, that's crazy. Cool. Didn't think much more of it until yesterday at around midday, when I received an email from a publicist being like, hi, I'm looking for Ellie Chaney because I'd really like to tee up an interview with one of my clients, which is a book client, right? So an author.
Boring.
And I'm like, yeah, cool. Right. Looking, you know, reading the email thinking, okay, cool. Maybe we'll get these people on for an interview.
Not if Josiah approves it.
Oh, wait, I had to talk to you first, obviously, because you are the barrier of everything that goes to this show. Scroll down to the bottom of the email. It is titled Josiah. You ready for this? Thanks for your time. Get back to me soon. Sydney Cairns. Sydney Cairns herself sent me an email the same day I'd been reading an article about her name being super Australian.
Hang on for a sec. So you're saying this American bird, who's got the most Aussie name, who's in the news,
yes,
has moved to Australia. She's now a publicist for a book company, asking you on the same day that she's in the news for an interview with another author.
You've got it in one.
Come on. Surely she's not the only one.
I've got goosebumps telling this story right now. It is that much of a that can't happen.
All right. I'm on the White Pages website right now.
Yes.
There's 5 other Sydney Cairns.
It's okay.
No, I'm joking. It's not.
So I respond to her straight away. I don't even care about her client. I don't even know who it is. But I respond and say, Sydney Cairns, are you kidding me? Because I was reading about you this morning. And she replies and she's like, uh-huh, yeah, I'm so surprised how many people have seen that article. It's crazy. So it was the one and only Sydney Cairns. I'm
what
out.
What are the chances?
I can't even. It's too much.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
A story surfaced overnight about a bunch of people up in Brisbane who are working at a Woolies. They're on night shift on Saturday night, and they were restocking the shelves. It was late, but the store was still open, right? And they thought they'd have a little bit of fun with the boxes. So this footage that's emerged is of them kind of kicking around the boxes and chucking them around and just having a bit of fun. But someone's posted it, it's gone viral, everyone's chipping in with their 2 cents, and it's turned into a huge thing.
So what sort of packages were they kicking around? Food or something? Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't want it to be milk or like your Coke Zero packets, because then all of a sudden when someone buys it's going to fizz everywhere.
Well, look, I don't know the exact contents of the boxes, but it was in the freezer aisle, which makes me think it was maybe like a bit of connoisseur.
Oh, I mean, they're maybe at work, so just let the boys go.
Hey, right? That's my opinion, because some jobs, you know, they get a bit repetitive, they get a bit menial. You know, this job can get repetitive and menial from time
to
time.
You reckon? I'd say we're the opposite. I love my job. 6 to 9 every morning, and then every day is different. I don't know who I'm going to have coffee with after the show.
Yeah. You don't know whether you're going to sit in the massage chair at 6 a.m. or 9 a.m. It's crazy. Well,
do I do it after the show? Do I have coffee during the show? I don't know. Every day is crazy, man.
Meanwhile, for me, it's the same every day. Just work, 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 as Rihanna once said. Anyway, so I want to talk about this morning because I feel like a lot of people in their professions come up with little ways to keep them entertained. You know, little games to play on the job that makes time go a little bit faster.
Before I did have a job that was repetitive. I was landscaping and I had a 9-to-5 where I worked at a landscape centre. And part of my job was to play to move all the crates of manure and all that sort of stuff on the forklift. Anyway, I worked with one of my best mates. So when the bosses were away and we were bored out of our brains and there was no customers, he used to get in. Oh, this is so bad. He used to get in the bobcat and I used to go in the forklift and we used to play chicken. I'm telling you,
I feel like that's really dangerous.
It was. One time we knocked over about $5,000 worth of manure stock.
You're making throwing boxes at Woolies look A-OK.
Honestly, if there was a video, if there were cameras, phones back around then, we would be gone because they never found out because there wasn't security cameras at the back where we used to play chicken. So the forklift and the bobcat, we'd charge at each other and last second divert before. I wouldn't recommend doing it now.
Yeah, no, I just feel like I should make a public service announcement. If you work with heavy machinery, never play chicken.
I tell you what, though, it really made the day go quicker.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
And I'm still telling the story today, so...
You had the adrenaline pumping from your near-death experiences on a daily basis. Hey, 13, 12, 16, do you have a little game at your work or maybe a previous workplace, probably more likely to admit to that, that you play with your colleagues or by yourself to make time go a little bit quicker?
What do you do at Nike?
I used to work at Nike and I used to have this like clothes hanger thing outside the change rooms. And so if I was on fitting room duty, you couldn't leave that area. And so you'd get a coat hanger and you'd put it on the little clothes rack and whoever could hit it really hard and make it spin round and round and round and round the most times was the winner. So I made it spin round like 20 times once. It was great.
Did you get like a medal or anything? Or
no, just the satisfaction and the bragging rights.
I wish I worked at Nike, man. It sounds so much fun.
Yeah, it was a really great time. I spent 5 years of my life there too. That's a lot of coat hanger spinning. Let's go to Rach from Shep. 13, 12, 16, by the way, if you've got a story about a game that you played or amuse yourself or your colleagues at work. Rach, what did you do?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I worked at Best and Less, and we would have to finger space each coat hanger on the racks, and I actually quite enjoyed it because it made time go faster and my areas were always like immaculate with finger spacing because I was just bored.
This is what I'm saying. Coat hangers, a great way to spend your time.
I really don't think so, Rach. That sounds horrible. Are you sure you're getting entertained and bored mixed up here?
Well, I think I kind of developed a little bit of OCD because then I went from that to like folding the underwear really perfectly, not just throwing them in. And so, yeah, I couldn't stand to have everything messy. And it ended up like time would go so quick.
Yeah. Did it destroy your soul a little bit when a customer came along and like just moved all the hangers and apart from your tube space? Whoa.
It destroys my soul saying it now, and that's how I used to entertain myself to think back and be like, that's what I found amusing at the time.
I always feel bad like with the pile of undies or whatever, or if you're lifting up T-shirts and you just go through them and just chuck them back. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, that's someone else's job.
Especially if they're there folding the other ones.
I never do that now because I know how it feels.
Oh, good on you, Rach. Thanks for your call this morning.
No worries.
Feel free to keep those stories coming. Hit us up on the socials, hit GV on Insta, hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Commonwealth Bank customers, unite. We're all in this together. And as of yesterday, we're all cashed up. But last Friday, I think it was, on the show, I told you the story about how I, as a Bank West customer, which is owned by Commonwealth Bank, woke up on Friday morning and realised that I hadn't been paid. And I then realised it wasn't just me who had not been paid. It was everyone who is a Commonwealth Bank customer or a Bank West customer or anything affiliated with CBA was experiencing payment delays.
Well, it wasn't just receiving payment. Everyone and every retailer that uses Commonwealth Bank cash machines as well couldn't. So if you rocked up to a server and wanted to pay for fuel and you went to tap your card, it wouldn't work as well because their machines, if they were Commonwealth Bank. So it was not just people receiving payments, but every outlet out there that uses Commonwealth Bank as well.
Yeah, exactly. It was a huge, huge delay. And this wasn't just like a 24-hour delay. I didn't get paid till, I think, late Sunday night that my salary finally went through. So that's 4 days of waiting.
Imagine if you didn't have money.
I know. Well, luckily I had a credit card that I could use and I used it. Boy, did I use it. Well,
now you're just paying that thing off.
Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy. This is one of the only moments that I kind of wish I was with CBA. I'm not. I'm with Bank of Melbourne. So I actually didn't have the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And yet your card still declined when you said you paid for our parking on Friday afternoon. Very interesting.
It's another issue altogether.
So I've spent the weekend being angry, as have multitude of CBA customers. Twitter's gone into meltdown. Complaints are coming in left, right and centre. So Commonwealth Bank has done the smartest thing ever, and they've given us all $50, guys.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Last night I got a message from one of my friends who's a Commonwealth Bank customer. And like I said, I'm Bankwest, which isn't technically, it's owned by Commonwealth, but it is a different bank. So she messaged me and she was like, woohoo, Commonwealth Bank just gave me $50. I've just looked in my account and the caption is, sorry, from CBA. And I was like, well, my payments got disrupted as well. I better be getting this. Checked my bank account, nothing in there. Until this morning, I looked again and that $50, sorry, from Bankwest, is sitting in my account, ready for me to go buy a couple of cartons of Coke Zero with.
I'd love to know how much they cost them, because they would have lost some stocks after what happened last week, yep. First of all, and then to go and put $50 in every single customer in Australia's bank account. That is a lot of money lost.
I know, right? And not only that, but they're also saying that they'll refund any fees that were incurred for late payments. Cool. So if your Optus bill or something was due to go out on Thursday and it hasn't yet and now Optus is charging you a fee, they'll pay that fee.
Do we know why it happened? Because if it was some intern that's just accidentally pressed the wrong button, and you wouldn't think that he'd have a job anymore. Like, why did it happen?
I don't know. It just says an outage. So I don't know the ins and outs of banking.
Someone pressed the wrong button.
Do you know what I love the most about this? Is I'm $50 better off and you're not.
Yeah, but I didn't have a problem. I got paid and you didn't.
Doesn't matter. I got paid now and I got an extra $50. So that's like, what, 3 hours work for us?
Well, that's perfect. That is literally, much. No, it's about all day's work. Well, at least when we knock off at 9, we can go out for breakfast since your shout.
No. Feel free to get involved in Sledging Josiah. I'm mad at Josiah today because he had me hypnotized yesterday. If you want to join the CBA club and just insult Josiah, just flaunt your wealth in his face, the extra $50 that you've got this morning in Goulburn Valley.
I'm so jealous.
Hit us up anytime on the socials. I'll be happy to pass the message on.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, you may have seen a video doing the rounds on our socials this morning, Hit GV, Insta, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, of me getting hypnotised. If you missed it, here's how it all began yesterday.
Yesterday on the show, I announced that I'm finally getting you back, Eleanor Rose Cheney. Now, you've stitched me up. You've stitched me up a few times, including recently you made me dress up as little Bo Peep at the Goat Show, and we came last for obvious reasons. And the whole office was behind it besides me, and I wasn't happy. And it's time to get you back. Mm. And so what I'm going to do, and I've got celebrity comedian hypnotist Gerard V in the studio with me right now, is I'm going to hypnotise the whole office. So I want to welcome Gerard with us this morning. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
Now, Ellie, so many questions. Before we go and do what we're about to do, and I get my revenge, let's speak to the man himself, because what you do is one of the most incredible things I've ever heard.
Yeah, comedy hypnotism. Tell us about it. What's involved?
Well, I think everybody's seen on TV or somewhere, you know, some creepy short guy with bad facial hair making people cluck like a chicken. Yeah. And that's kind of the, I don't know, I think it's the seedy end of hypnotism. But the basic idea of being able to hypnotize people and getting them to do goofy stuff is the core of it. And so I stumbled into learning how to do this and decided to make it kind of funny and inviting. And I've also been trained. It turned out that I didn't realize it, but it turned out that I'm also funny. clearly not now, but, you know, like I can be funny.
Can you hypnotise our listeners that are listening to the show right now to thinking Ellie and I are funny?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I can.
Not take them out of it?
I can, but there are real issues with hypnotising people over the radio because, like, some of them might be listening while driving large, heavy vehicles.
Yeah. So there are a few truckies that listen to us. That's probably a good point. Also, there's a few, like, nurses and doctors. Like, I don't want them hypnotised and they're
going to work. But folks who are driving, while you notice that you are driving and very carefully following all the road rules and the speed limit, you will discover that you think Josiah and Ellie are fantastic anyway.
Yes. Finally.
I'll just drop that out there as a suggestion.
You know what? No hypnotism required. You're so right. Okay, so having this power to hypnotise people, do you use it when you're not performing? You know, can you like go to a shop and hypnotise someone into giving you a freebie or something?
Well, no, not really. Okay. I guess, and there are, it's one of those grey area things, and you called it a power, but it's more a skill, like it's more something you can learn, like you can learn to sing or learn to dance. But I can be a little bit more persuasive than other people sometimes. But the mere fact that I'm here in the Goulburn Valley working for a living should show you that there has to be a limit to it. Otherwise, if hypnotists could really make people do stuff they didn't want to do, I'd go to the bank, make a withdrawal, and hypnotists would rule the world, eh?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, how good would that be? There's so many ideas that I come up with that I probably couldn't say on the radio, and that is why I should never be a hypnotist.
Josiah, you hypnotise the ladies when they take one look at you, okay?
Yeah, without saying
they're
anything.
They're under your spell.
I just take my top off.
He loves to take his top off.
Gerard V, that's okay, how it works,
I do clean, family-friendly shows. You know, like I don't know what I've stumbled into here.
Trust me, neither do we. So what's the strangest thing you've ever made someone do?
I don't really know how to answer that. I'll tell you one of the standout moments for me in the show, which is slightly different to the question, is as one of my warm-up gags, I get people up and moving pretty quickly, and one of the things I use is air guitar. Mm-hmm. And so I've got this whole crowd of people up on stage rocking out to air guitar, the music's pumping, the lights are flashing, and out of the corner of my eye, I see something fly off the stage into the audience. And there was this woman up on stage, she was maybe in her mid-20s, long, straightish, reddish-brown hair. Mm-hmm. Well, she had that at the start of the gag. At the end of the gag, she tossed her wig into the audience. I didn't realise that she was bald. Possibly alopecia or something like that. I had no knowledge at all. It was a very convincing wig. But I'd said, you're going to do your signature move. She'd ripped off all her hair, twirled it around above her head and tossed it out into the crowd.
That's one way to tell your friends and family you're bald.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I remembered that for some strange reason. It stuck in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Maybe this is the day you find out that this is a wig. This has been a wig all along, Josiah, when I get hypnotized.
Wouldn't that be funny? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to some ads and a song. Mm-hmm. Gerard V, you're going to work your magic, and then we're going to come back and see how we go with you, Ellie, our boss, Alan, Mel, and Bianca in sales as well. Let's see how this goes.
Hit breakfast.
Celebrity, comedian, and hypnotist Gerard V came in yesterday as my revenge for making me dress up as Little Joe Peep at the Shep Show last week. I was very embarrassed, so I thought I'd get the office back. So he came in, he hypnotized Ellie, our boss, our GM, Alan, our promotion lady, our new assistant. I was going to say assistant. She's not our assistant. She's our new manager, isn't she?
Yep.
It's one way to get fired. Mel, and also Bianca in sales. Now, I'm going to play you a couple of moments. A lot of it's visual, obviously, because he's hypnotizing them. Do yourself a favor. Get to Hit GV on Instagram or the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. It'll make your Wednesday. It'll make your week, in fact. But this moment in particular is a bit where he made you and Mel make a few sound effects to your favourite nursery rhymes. He kicked it off with Mel in promotions when he asked her to rap.
Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Yo, yo.
Ellie's going to do Mary Had a Little Lamb or any nursery rhyme she can think of in the style of screamo or death metal. 1, 2, 3.
You're right. You're right, mate.
I hate screamo so much.
He had that sort of control over you.
He didn't.
Where he made you.
Can you hear me just have a little giggle at the end?
Ellie's denying being hypnotized, Goulburn Valley. Yeah. And this is why you need to check out the video at the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. All four of them are denying it. But I spoke to Gerard yesterday. Yeah. I said, they're all denying it. He goes, yeah, I've hypnotized them to not think that they were hypnotized.
Yeah, because you know what that means for him? Dollar bills, y'all.
Nah, you guys were cooked. Like, you don't go doing screamo for no reason. Ellie, you remember doing the screamo?
You want to bet?
Mary, Hannah, Helen!
I just did it for no reason.
I just pressed play. This is probably the biggest moment, and this proves to me that you were hypnotized, because there's one thing that you won't admit to doing on this show, and that is?
Passing wind.
Exactly. Or, in other words, farting. Well, when celebrity hypnotist Gerard V says to Ellie, to every time you make a fart sound effect, that the other three have to make an animal sound effect.
Yeah, it's not coming out of my butt, bro.
Came out your mouth just as good. Take a listen.
In a moment, when I count from 1 to 3, Ellie is going to make the loudest farting noise she can make. 1, 2, 3. No, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
When he did did that, I'd forgotten that he'd said that the others have to make animal noises because I was just focusing on what I had to do. So I made the sound. And when they all started barking and stuff, I got such a fright. I was like, what is going on around me?
How's Alan, our GM? He's a great dog, isn't he?
Yeah, he really got into it.
Guys, check out the video. Ellie claims she wasn't hypnotized. Judge for yourself. Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. There's no chance you did those things without it. He's a very good hypnotist and he has made you think that you weren't hypnotized. What a man.
You know what, man? You've begun, Josiah? You've begun a prank call and yeah. I'm going to get you back. Well, so hard.
I watched
so
it.
So fast. You never know when it's going to hit you.
I know.
It's coming.
Because he hypnotized you to say that.
Please get in touch with me on my personal, maybe not on my work Instagram, my personal Instagram with any prank ideas you've got for Josiah because I need retribution right now.
Bring it on.
I'm not happy about this.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's something we haven't done for a while on the show. It's a segment where I prove that women, on the whole, we can turn any statement into an argument.
Well, it's 2019. I thought you're not allowed to say women. It should be gender neutral.
Oh, so. I am a woman, so I can.
Well, you people, you should say.
No, I'm sticking by.
Stop being gender specific, Eleanor.
This morning is a good morning to do this because you and Boss Benny have been on my back this entire week, riling me up. Boss Benny's in early this morning, so you've started off early, so I'm feeling ready to go.
We're ready to fire you up, and that may come into context later on in this segment, Ellie. Okay. So I'm going to throw out a generic statement or question and see how you react. What time did you get home on Saturday night / Sunday morning, Ellie?
I got home really late. Josiah, okay, I'll admit it. I got home at 4 a.m., which is the time that I get up for work on Monday. And so, yes, I'm still tired, even though it is now Wednesday.
Jet lag, one could say.
Yeah, I mean, jet lag. If we were in Queensland, so it was an hour behind. So, yeah, we'll call it jet lag.
Hey, Ellie, it's pretty clear. What's the date? October 23rd? Mm. Hay fever season. It's welly truly here.
Do not get me started on hay fever season because I, on the way into work this morning, popped not one, but two Claritines because my nose is so itchy, it feels like a bee has gone up there and stung it.
You know you're only allowed one every 24 hours.
Okay, well, then that's just going to make me even more relaxed and less itchy for this show.
I was going to say, don't they make you a little bit tired?
Are you calling me tired again? Oh, are you calling me tired twice in the 1 2-minute break? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Well, following the weekend plus hay fever and taking those tablets, you must be really tired. Do you know what makes it even worse?
What, Josiah?
Apparently soy latte prices, they're about to surge because of the drought.
How dare you bring the drought up right now? Oh. You know my thoughts towards the poor farmers who are struggling through this drought at the moment. Now it's affecting their soybeans as well. Are you kidding me? Why? Want me to storm out of this studio this morning?
I think you need a soy latte.
I need anything that'll get me away from you.
Well, it's you guys are going to hear it after 8 o'clock, Goulburn Valley. You don't want to go anywhere, believe me, because Ellie got hypnotised yesterday. The whole Goulburn Valley are going to see you make a fool of yourself.
I didn't get hypnotised. I was just going along with it. I did not get hypnotised. No matter how much you say, Ellie, you were under. Yeah, he's just hypnotised you to think that you weren't hypnotised. I wasn't bloody hypnotised!
Hey, Ellie, can I ask, do girls fart?
Oh, I'm out.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Talk about Shepparton for a second because there's something that this great town is missing. And a man named Paul Shaw, who lives here in Shep, shout out to you this morning if you're listening, Paul, has come out and started a petition saying that Shepparton needs hard rubbish curbside collection.
Well, not just Shep. I absolutely agree with this. But the other councils that don't adopt it around the GV as well, I know Moyershire Council don't have it as well.
Mm.
So I think this is an absolute must.
Guys, why don't we have it? Okay, I get maybe it costs a bit of money, but the benefits outweigh the costs so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for the everyday punter, I think our council rates are high enough.
Mm.
And Greater Shepparton City Council, being as big as they can afford to do hardside rubbish. There has to be a reason for it to not to happen in this day and age.
Yeah, well, as it is, like if you've got, like you and I, for example, both since we've been here, have both bought new beds, right? So our old beds we had to get rid of. And to take it to the tip was going to cost us like $80 or something.
Well, yeah, I've got my mattress base and mattress that I need to get rid of. Yeah. I can't sell it online because it's an old thing. No one wants it. And so the only option I have is to take it to the tip. It's been sitting in our garage for a year now, or maybe just under a year.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pay $160 to take it. Why? Exactly. Whereas every city in Australia has hard rubbish where you leave it out the front once, twice a year, and they come around and collect it, or punters get to come around and take what they want.
Yeah, and not only do you have to like pay to take it to the tip, but also you have to have a car that's big enough to chuck it in. Like, I don't have a ute.
So what's this bloke saying? Why he's starting a campaign for it, is he? Or
yeah, he's saying, and this is a great point, that without things like hard rubbish, people are just dumping their stuff in the river and the bushland surrounding the Golden River, which is 100% true as well, because I walk around that river, you know, at least once a week, and you see it everywhere. There's just crap thrown because no one wants to pay to take it, or no one can be bothered to take it elsewhere.
It's disgusting. And part of me thinks, how could you do that? Mm. But then if you can't afford it, right, and a lot of people can't afford the higher fees, what other option do they have? Like, yeah, obviously it's not the most ideal thing, but people are going, doing it. I personally couldn't do that.
Mm.
However, I can kind of understand why they would. Go for a drive down Watt Road between Shep and Maroopna. Take a look out the window at the amount of crap either side of the road.
Yeah.
People can't afford to take it. We need something like hard rubbish in to help it out. So I'm absolutely behind what this guy's campaigning for. It happens in the cities. Mm. It works an absolute treat. That's why it's clean. It's neat. People can go looking for little goodies as well while you're looking at other people's council pickup.
That's the best part.
Bang, we're on.
Oh, the treasure you find. Because, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So I, for one, when I used to live over in Perth and they had Bring Out Your Rubbish Day, we call it over there, and I would just trawl the streets and find all this great stuff.
I know in Melbourne they have two hard rubbish pickups per year,
mm-hmm,
and you have the option one other time to making the call, and they'll come out and you can schedule an appointment and they'll come pick it up for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems to make sense. So I don't know the reasoning why we can't have it here. Surely there is some sort of sense, or it's just the council being tight asses.
Yeah. And you know what? Just once a year. We don't even need to have it twice. Like, just trial it. Trial it one time. See how much everyone loves you, council. 13, 12, 16. Get involved this morning. We want you to have your say. What
did you say? Welcome to Have Your Say.
Any reason why we shouldn't have hard rubbish collection? Or are you for it? Why are you for it? Give us your thoughts.
I can only imagine people being for it. I would love a caller of someone explaining why not, because I can't see the sense around why not. So I'd love to hear your thoughts this morning.
Let's go to Anna from Shep. Anna, what are your thoughts on this? You for or against it?
I'm very much against it. And the reason is because in like all those Scandinavian countries and stuff, they don't do it because it sort of changes your attitudes towards waste. It makes you more wasteful if you think you can just throw things away. You do.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
What about
opinion?
Big things? For example, I've got a bed I've been trying to get rid of. I saw two guys dump it by the river. That costs, you know, $150 plus to get rid of the whole thing at the tip. How, and a lot of people around town can't always afford that, Anna. So what's the alternate option for them?
I'm pretty sure the council give you trash vouchers every single year. So you should have enough to be able to throw your stuff away. And you can actually pay them to come collect it. I don't think it's $150, but it is covered and subsidised by those vouchers. So people are going to dump regardless of whether or not you've got curbside collection. They do that. People are awful always. It just is a trying to change the mentality of people that things shouldn't be so disposable. Like back in the day, people didn't throw away furniture so willy-nilly. Now they do because it's cheap.
Yeah, it's a good point. I suppose it's the disposable society that we're living in.
Yeah.
All right, very interesting. Thanks for your thoughts this morning, Anna.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to Bobby from Shep. Bobby, what are your thoughts on this hard rubbish collection? Are we for or against?
Definitely for, just because, it is quite expensive to take rubbish to the tip. You're looking at sort of $40 to $60 for, you know, sort of 2 square metres. Even if the council had one tip voucher a year, and, you know, like 2 days of hard rubbish a year.
Yeah. Bobby, I'm with you, mate. We, in the last caller said we do have those vouchers. We don't get them here, so we do need them. My bet alone for both of them put together is $150. I got quoted. So, mate, it's a must, isn't it? I'm very much for you, Bobby. Appreciate the call, mate.
No, thanks for that. I appreciate talking to you.
No worries at all. Hey, I reckon we start some kind of a campaign. We jump on board this petition. I'm for hard rubbish completely.
Literally, I'm going to jump off when we go to the ads and news and sign the petition now because, in my opinion, it's just a must.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.